My name, I'm a couple over here in Abenemic and glad to be here. Another day to join life on life terms. Always. Wow. Thank you, Judy, for allowing me to come here and to tell people this better shit does work. And just look around the wonderful room. just look around. Don't look at me. Yeah, I've been in for 51 years on Sunday. That was my birthday, OA birthday. I like all three of my months. OA, May, March the 30th. I'm 51 years old inside these rooms. April the 27th, my regular birthday. I will be 63 years old. And May the 23rd, my alcohol birthday. I will be 39 years inside that room. I love OA Anonymous. I appreciate OA Anonymous because the one thing I always will say, two things I always would say, I will always say I love you. That's the end of my story. And the other one, only but for the grace of God. In the fellowship of we Anonymous, I will always say that, and because it made my life better, it will make my life being happy and free and joyful always. Get my stuffed animal out the way. Some people know about them, some people don't. More of them belong to the children's hospital. I volunteer at all three children's hospitals, the one in Hartford, Connecticut, the one in Manhattan, New York, and the one in Philadelphia. I volunteer at all three of them hospitals because I am sad to see young people and babies got an illness in their life. And they gave it to me because of they don't want me to forget about them when I'm not there. Some of them belong to my mother. My mother passed away almost 4 years ago. And some of them is from y'all. And I truly appreciate that. This is my life. This is where Mark came from. Me and my mother moved four, three times. I live all my life in Hartford, Connecticut. I grew up in a street called Deerfield Avenue. With me and my mother and my three older sisters, we were born on Deerfield Avenue. My father was there, but my father had left us. And we could not stay on Deerfield Avenue. In our house, we had to move because my mother did not make enough money to afford that house. And we packed our bag and then to move to a project was called Soul Village. Then my first younger sister got born. My two younger sisters got separate fathers. I do got a brother by from my father, from another lady. Her name is Barbara. And we kept growing up in that project. All of them projects in Hartford, Connecticut were bad. How bad was they? All the games and crooked cops control it. And I did not want to be part of it. I tend to start isolation without going near dumb people. I stay near my mother because I want to make sure nothing happened to her and my sisters. We went to a school called North. I went to school, the first school was called Northwood Jones. Northwood Jones was the first school was started to have a learning disorder school. That was the first school in the United States of America. will help people who were like me slump. And we wind up went there. But when we moved to Stone Village, I started going to a school called Fetty Wish School. Me and my sisters and my friends started walking up to the school at half the block. And we wind up started, the first thing we started was to just have breakfast. 25 people went into the cafeteria together. Wow. And wind up, that's what we did. We all sat down, we all picked a tray and sat down to wait that lady to call us up to come get our breakfast. What happened? I don't only one out of 25 people threw up. 6'4" tall Mr. Wood came by and said, "Come on, we going to the nurse." All right, let's get up. And he the first one said, "And that crazy, Mark, you healthy. Why are you throwing up?" I don't know. Went to the nurse, went out of the office. Nurse said, "What are you doing here?" I said, "I threw my breakfast up. Did anybody else do their breakfast?" I said, "No." And she told me to jump on top of the cart, and I jumped on top of the cart for her to give me an Advil and told me to lay down for 15 minutes. That's what I did. I laid down. When 15 minutes was up, she said, "Go back to your classroom." I went back to my classroom, started doing my work, and time went by. Then lunch came. Oh boy, here we go again. Same 25 people went to that cafeteria to have lunch. What happened? Same thing. Threw up my lunch. Mr. Wood said, "Oh, here you go again, Mark." And then, okay, yep, let go. This time the nurse was inside the hallway. She saw us walking. And said, "Why? Yeah, again. You're not going inside, lay down this time. Call your mother." I called my mom. I said, "Mom, nurse want you." She came up. Nurse asked a question. "Do he got a medical doctor?" My mom is saying, "He got two of them. My son in the hospital clinic. In a wonderful hospital called, in two hospitals in one place in Farmington, Connecticut, called John Dissey Hospital and UConn Medical Center. Run me up to UConn Medical Center in John Dissey Hospital. Run me up there. Doctor was in the vestibule of the hospital. He saw me and my mother walk into the door. He said, 'What are you doing here?'" "Why are people asking me that crazy question?" "Is that no? Why are you here, Mom?" "Is that I threw up my breakfast and lunch." "And then you? You sick?" "No, I feel good, sir." And he wound up saying to me and my mother, "Come back Saturday." The next day, we came back Saturday. Walked to the hospital again. Same thing, he was in the vestibule. He wanted to say, go sit down in my office. I'll be back." He went, got a wonderful tray of food, brought it back, put it right by me, and said, "Let's see what happened." I didn't to eat it. What happened? 10 minutes later, I threw it up, and they both looked at me and said, "This is crazy, not Mark." And he wound up, they both wound up thinking. I said, My mother wound up saying that, "Yo, I think I know her, it's a problem." Doctor said, "Tell us." And she wound up telling, and said, "Doc, you ever heard of an illness called bulimic and anorexia?" And he wound up saying, "Yes." And I said, "What that?" is that if you come back to treatment on Monday, you would know about it. I want to turn around and tell them, why you can't tell me? These people more quick of telling you, Mark. There's no problem. I went to school, got out of school, went to up to the hospital. Nine people. Then the two wonderful people coming into the hospital, husband and wife. They came in and say hi to all of us. And we all sat down and they sat down and they wound up saying, then what we gonna do? We gonna go around the wonderful room to tell our names and our illness. What happened? We did. We wound up telling our illness. Now I wound up telling them, I said, my mother and doctor told me they think I'm a bulimic anorexic. Mark, you're the hardest one going we have to deal with, but we're going to help you. And that sounded real good. They wound up sitting down and telling their wonderful story about them. And we sat down and listened. Sometimes we jump in the van to go to other meetings. They took us to in the hospital van to meet us. We sat down. We want to listen to all your wonderful people to tell your story, a little bit of your story. And we want to have a open air learning mind. Wow. Our life tend to want to get better by just listening to them. Time went on. We got older. When I got 17 years old, I wound up asking the doctor and my two sponsors. They became our sponsors. And can I go meet you by myself? I said, you 17? You could. I said, thank you. And I told my mother. Mother said, come back and tell me how the meeting is. I wound up jumping on a wonderful bus to go to Manchester, Connecticut, and sit to walk to that door in Manchester, Connecticut, on Church Street, St. Anne Church. I walked in. I saw five wonderful people. Those five wonderful people saw me come in. They said, hi, how you doing? I said, fine. What's your name? My name Mark. Come over here and sit down and join us. I did. And then the meeting time got closer to 5 o'clock. We used to do what we don't do no more. We used to do for the day book. This was the first book came out and we'll be anonymous. 1980, this book came out. And we wind up reading it and then we discuss it. And it was wonderful. And it was nice. They got to know me a little bit. When the meeting was over, they said, you gonna be back? I said, no problem. I'll be back. And I came back confidently. I kept growing in spiritually inside this fellowship. And I wound up, I knew now what to do. Did I get abstinent right away? Yeah, I did because I knew my abstinence recovery going to be there for me. Wow, and was there for me. Everybody was there for me, and I loved it. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, and made Mark life unmanageable. That first word, honesty, that principle. And I wound up took it that. Other H word, humble. Can I admit I was powerless over food and it made my life amenable? Can I humble myself and admit that to people I don't know? If I did, my life would tend to get better and better. And I
5 minutes,
wanted
Mark.
to thank you, my friend. And then I realized I looked at the first 3 steps. They almost were just like the 3-person idea how it works. I love the two-person idea, B and C. I don't put people down. People question me and say, "And yeah, that B one. No human power could have released my alcoholism, and that God could and would if he was soft." That's not putting nobody down. That's true. But I want to change it just a little bit. I said, God gave me his grace. The people gave me his help. Can I admit and get rid of Mark Will out of my life? Mark Will said, nah, and I want to stay in isolation. Wow, no, bad life. I isolated outside and didn't ignore the other people in my life. Didn't care about nobody. I just want to be left alone. I can't get isolated outside. People coming by saying something to you. But I did. But my mother got tired of me. She kept looking at me and saying, "What wrong with you? These people trying to help you out, Mark." Okay, I opened up and I did. These people were there for me. They wanted to say, "Your mother told us your illness. We gonna help you." They did. We can't go to friends. I love them 3-person idea, 3-step. We always say Alcoholics Anonymous. That is how it works inside these rooms. And I tend to learn more about the other steps and the 9 2s of recovery. They are important to my life. 9 2s, they bought your life too, yeah. They work too, just as well as these steps. And I love them. Since I am an exercise bulimic, man, I got that life back. Because exercise bulimic, bad life too. Always binge and eat and then lose it, to throw it up, to wind up thinking, have bad life. No, I don't want no bad life. And then more people who were bulimic came to me and said, "Mom, we're gonna help you on that." Because every time when I looked in the stupid mirror, I would say, "Mark, you fat." And everybody hear me. I say out loud, "Mark, you're not fat." And I was like, I wasn't. That is an interesting bulimic behavior. The other step came into my life. I love four. Four is my favorite step. And the addition of 11 in my favorite additions. I love four because I look at four just like I look at castor oil. How many of y'all have want that wonderful icky liquid called castor oil? Bitter, nasty. But when going down your stomach and everything, it cleans you out. That before it.
1 minute, Mark.
Thank you, my friend. Yeah, I look at it. Boy, wow, clean me out. And to get that more inventory of my life and to focus on myself, I do not judge people. I'm not better than nobody else. People in this fellowship and people out this fellowship, they important too. I joy them. I joy everybody. And that's how my life goes. My exercise bulimia is good now. Because I love bike riding. I love going for hikes and walking. I love photography. And I love more of I'm a martial art expert. I love doing that. There you go. My time is up. Glad to be here. Glad to see your wonderful people in my life. I love y'all. Have a blessed day. Goodbye.